are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
You are back in the limelight with another super influencer woman, and I am so excited to have her on the show because there's so many questions I want to ask. And when I say, as I frequently do, that my guests are kick-ass, I mean literally this time, she kicks your ass. So I'd be really, really careful. She loves empowering women, especially to feel strong, safe, and sexy. She's got some books out too you're going to want to know about, everybody. Hear Me Roar. And a couple of other books are called Defense Tactics, Stilettos and Self-Defense, and Improvised Weapons with Jennifer Cassetta. Hello. Welcome to the show, Jennifer.
Thank you so much for having me, Clarissa. Hi, everybody.
Hi. And you know what? I take a look at your website, everybody, jennifercassetta.com, Jennifer, you know how to spell. Cassetta is CASSETTA.com. So go to the website, take a look. But I mean, this woman's been on the Today Show, and she's been on the Doctor's Show, and she's worked with Marie Osmond, and she's also taught Carrie Fisher and Jenny McCarthy how to defend themselves. Not only, but she's, you know, she's a master nutritionist as well. She's got her master's degree in that. So Jennifer, something awful happened to you, and more than like maybe one time you were jumped. Is that true?
Oh, yes.
Oh my gosh.
Early on in my martial arts training, I did have an incident when I was living in New York City, where I was assaulted on the street. And, in that moment, I actually was able to defend myself and, not using necessarily all the fancy techniques I was learning in my martial arts, but from the martial arts, I gained this inner confidence and really tapped into my, what I like to call, inner she-beast.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of flail and use my body language and tone and all of that stuff to steer my
attacker
off.
So you were already sort of prepared in some way for this? If should it ever happen, you were kind of already prepared?
Well, not quite, because like I said, it was early on in my training, and that night that I was grabbed on the street, I was walking, listening to a voicemail on my cell phone, and so
totally,
you know,
caught
I was
off
definitely
guard. Yeah.
Totally caught off guard, but you know, still able to defend myself. And then later on that experience, what happened was I started to think like all of the things that I could have been doing or should have been doing,
right,
being more aware, et cetera. And I started to take my martial arts way more seriously.
Right. So
and
this
that was
to you
kind of the start
once,
of my
then.
Career.
I mean, once is enough, but it happened only once.
It happened only once. Yes.
Okay. And so I'm not real sure. I can't tell by looking at your website, but you don't look like a gargantuan woman to me. I mean, you're right. I mean, I don't want to say you're petite, but you kind of look that way in the way, I mean, you're not, yeah, right?
I'm barely 5'2". Yeah.
See, okay. Phew. Thank you for saying that, because I wasn't quite sure. So 5'2", blonde and a drop dead gorgeous. You're certainly in beautiful shape and the like. You probably look like a pretty prime target for guys, right?
Well, I mean, anyone can be a target. It doesn't really matter what your looks are, but
your size as well, just not, you know.
Sure. Sure, definitely size may come into play there, but really it's about being distracted. And even what I teach in my self-defense classes is being, looking kind of vulnerable to a predator, to a potential predator. And I can go into that more if you want.
Yeah, please, I'd love that. Yeah, we'd all love that. Absolutely. So what is it that makes us look vulnerable? I'm assuming a woman in heels, right? The stilettos. You talk about that a lot.
Mm-hmm. And say it again. Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
That's okay. So you're saying what makes us look vulnerable as, you know,
yeah,
to a predator, I'm assuming that the stilettos are huge in that play.
Yeah, that could be, actually, because it's hard to maneuver and run when you're wearing heels. The name Stilettos and Self-Defense is my my most popular training program. But that, it doesn't necessarily really have to do anything with stilettos or heels. It's really just a play on words, because that night that I was grabbed on the street, I was wearing stilettos. Okay. And I chased my attacker down the street wearing them. But fast forward 9-10 years later is when I developed this training program and named it Stilettos and Self-Defense.
Wait, hold up. You chased this guy down the street?
Yeah, I did, which I do not recommend. Not a good idea.
Oh, my God. I want you on my team. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Did he take something from you, stole something from you? Did he get your purse? What happened?
No. I mean, he basically got up my dress, and in that, like, I, you know, freaked out and used these techniques that I teach in my class, which is strong body language, using powerful tone, you know, able to just kind of make myself big and alpha and and rage, you know, and tapped into this inner rage, like, how dare you? How dare you touch me?
Right.
And that's when he took off and ran the opposite direction, so I chased him, but I did not catch him, luckily. So, not a good idea. I was much younger
then. Good thing you didn't. What does a woman do in that case? Okay, the guy's gotten away. It's, you know, your word against, you know, nobody practically. Do you go to the police? Do you make a...
Sure. So afterwards, if you are safe and, you know, you get indoors or behind a powerful boundary, so either indoors or in a car and lock that door, wherever you're safe, and then you get on the phone, call the police. I did, but, you know, in that instance, they never caught him. I followed up with the police a couple weeks later. They never caught the guy, but my hopes was that they would, and therefore he couldn't do that to other women, you know, in the neighborhood. So,
absolutely. Well, you know, just the whole feeling's totally violated. And so this, did this fuel you to want to help lots of other people know how to deal with a similar situation?
100%. And like I said, that's when I got really serious about my martial arts training. I was there at the dojo learning and teaching for 10 years, essentially, every single day, you know, with the exception of going on vacation or whatever. But I was there all the time, hours a day. I turned my whole career into this mission of mine, which I later discovered, which is to help women and men feel strong, safe, and sexy or confident from the streets to the boardroom. And that's kind of, that was one of the impetus that started that.
So what else does a 5'2" woman, and I come back to that only because, again, I would assume, and I could be 100% wrong, it's just the smaller the target maybe for these guys, maybe they feel as though the easier it is. I don't know. I couldn't put myself in that brain of one of these guys. But I'm assuming that when you said, you know, you want to make yourself bigger, you want to make yourself an alpha woman, that obviously your physical strength comes into play. I mean, you feel more confident in that situation knowing that you have physical strength as well. So you're really big on workouts and working out and, you know, super body strength. And tell us how you you train women for physical well-being.
Sure. I mean, well, I was a personal trainer for 15 years, and I no longer do one-on-one fitness training. I stepped away from that in the last couple of years and started to expand my speaking career. Okay. But in general, when, you know, I was teaching people, whether it be in a gym or in the martial arts studio, it was always about strength, flexibility, and of course cardio. But when you're learning martial arts, you're not just like doing these skills, you're working yourself really hard in all different ways. It's hard to explain verbally, but with body weight exercises, you're just getting stronger than you ever thought you knew.
Right.
So it's such an empowering workout. I encourage anyone out there that's curious about it to go out there and try it, whether it be kickboxing, you know, which is kind of a watered down version, but that's fine too.
Right.
If you're uncomfortable with the whole martial arts, because in the martial arts, you're going to be working with men, women, you know, one-on-one, doing self-defense techniques, which is also really part of the empowering part.
And it's you're amazing. Located out in LA now?
I'm based in LA now, yes.
Right. And so
when all that happens, all my training was in New York.
Right. And if somebody wanted to get in touch with you, come, you know, look you up or start working with you out there, how would they find you?
My website, jennifercassetta.com. It has my all my contact info, or I'm big on Instagram, actually, at Jen Cassetta. I don't know if you guys out there are, but that's my social media
you.
Of choice.
Absolutely. I'll start following you right after the show. So cool. I'll have a couple of minutes to break. And the next question is obviously strong mind, strong body, and obviously food, and the meal plans, and making sure that we're, you know, obviously eating the right things. You are a clinical nutritionist. You've prepared 21-day meal plans for different meal plans. I myself am gluten-free. I see that you're all over the gluten-free thing, which makes me, in fact, I don't know if you heard at the top of the show, but this week I picked up, I've been working on a book for the last year and a half called The Italian Gluten-Free Gastronomy Cookbook, where I partner with an Italian, a woman Italian chef, and the book just came out. It's gorgeous. And I found out the hard way that I had to eat gluten-free. But ever since I am gluten-free, I'm not being rushed to the hospital every 2 minutes now, which is great. So I'm so glad to see that you're on the gluten-free thing. And you have a paleo, what you call paleo light. So do you want to start talking a little bit about, you know, how you work with people and their diet, nutrition?
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. And you see, like, so I have different meal plans because I don't believe that there's one right fit for every single person. And in fact, my dietary preference or philosophy does not have to be my clients, right? So I try to work with them to get them to the best place that they can within, you know, parameters of their lifestyle and their likes and preferences and all of that stuff as well. And sometimes religious things come into play, or you know, like gluten intolerances or anything like that, that I can work with, obviously, to help disease prevention and keep the mind and body strong, safe, and sexy, right? That's my mission. So personally, I'm a pescatarian and I am gluten light, I like to say, because I don't have a necessary issue. I just don't think there's anything positive about eating gluten. I know when I stay away from it, I feel better. So, but I do have the occasional, like, really good pizza or bread when I want to.
Well, get my book, because now it's pasta, pizza, and pane with no gluten. So we teach you how to do all that too. But absolutely, I love the idea of being gluten light. I try to do everything I can to stay away from it all. But I did find that most of my gluten issues were with live yeast gluten. You know, your breads and your pastries and that sort of thing. If I were to have a cracker or two, it doesn't seem to be such an issue. But I guess that, again, is an individual thing, and people need to just listen to their bodies and know what's best for them and what's not. Everybody, we have come up against a break already. That's how quickly time goes when you're having fun. Wow. We've been talking to Jennifer Cassetta, and we are going to be right back. So do not go away.
The stories. Be motivated. Be inspired. Join us today. Voice America Influencers.
Do you feel shackled to your business? Do you feel that there is no room for anything else, like a personal life, family, fun? Did you know that there is another way? Listen for The Unshackled Life with hosts Aaron Scott Young and Michelle Pearson Young. They'll discuss what helps your business work better for you so that you get to have a life. Aaron Young has been starting and running companies for over 30 years. It's time for you to finally have the time, money, and freedom that you've always wanted. The Unshackled Life, Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Influencers.
Want to improve your health, business, and life just by listening to a radio show? Well, we can at least move you in the right direction. Listen for Spotlight, the Allison H. Larson Show. Each week, Allison will speak with amazing guests and find out what's changed their lives and how they are changing the lives of others. From beauty to health to business and personal relationships, we're here to inspire you to live your life of passion. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Influencer Channel.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Yep, and today we have in the limelight Jennifer Cassetta. She has been featured on The Today Show, The Doctor. She's been on Rachel Ray, The Bethany Show, Marie Osmond Show. She's been Livestrong. I mean, everybody loves Livestrong.com, Shape Fitness. I mean, this lady, she's been everywhere. I mean, she's a superstar, and that's why she's on the show. But she's got a lot more stuff she's going to be sharing with us. And while we were on break, I had asked her what, you know, what she wanted to leave with everybody. And one of the things she's really passionate about, as you've heard, is the self-defense piece. And so how we can be safe in every situation. She's got the ABCs of self-defense that she'd like to share with us. Jennifer, the floor is yours.
Awesome. Yeah, thanks. So before we start with any of the physical self-defense and actually, you know, how to defend yourself with your body, I always start with the ABCs. And really, because self-defense to me starts in the mind, right, with a mindset. So A stands for awareness. And it's pretty obvious and common sense, but sometimes it's great to think about your day-to-day, when you're out and about, how can we be more aware with our senses? A lot of us, Clarissa, I don't know about you, but I constantly have to check myself. Am I walking with my head down in my phone when I'm walking to my car or commuting or wherever? Do you do that?
Well, I'm a New Yorker, honey. So I have, you know, I think I have a different set of antenna when it comes to that sort of thing. But I'm going to share with you right now. I have mace in my purse.
Right.
I do. And I always have this thought. I've interrupted you, but I do want you to finish your thought. I always kind of think, well, if I'm going to be jumped, what good? I mean, by the time I get it in my purse and find the damn thing and then spray the guy, it might not even happen. You know, there's another piece that I bought that's in my car that is actually, it's a self-defense piece, and it's a piece of metal rod that is a little bit more pointed. It's a rounded point, but God forbid anybody were to put their hand in, you know, into, and I try to be very careful, especially driving around cities, to not leave my passenger's window or my window down too far. Enough if I need to, that kind of thing. But I do think that I have a little bit of awareness, especially when I'm going into a parking garage. I am a super mindful, or I will have somebody accompany me. Yeah.
Right. Got it. So good. So you're alert yet calm, right? That's the goal.
Yes.
To be alert when we're out and about, yet calm. I'm also a New Yorker. My dad was an ex-NYPD detective. So I try to think of think like a detective, right? They're always kind of just scanning for red flags and looking around and really alert. So just think about where in your life you can be a little more alert. And also awareness has to do with our intuition and really trusting our intuition and listening to it.
Right.
You know, we get these messages, but a lot of times I think, especially women, we ignore them or think we're being paranoid or whatever it is. And I just encourage you to, you know, when you do get a feeling, a sense, something.
Yeah. And let me just jump in here again, especially be careful with online dating. And I think everybody knows, but, you know, there are those pitfalls, you know, when it comes to these guys, and you call them, you know, people who suck. These guys who are predators, and they're either catfishing for money, which is another type of abuse, or they're trying to get you and or teenage girls into compromising positions. Be really, really careful with that stuff too. So many of our young girls are being trafficked and just whisked away, Jennifer. And I wish that we had more in the way of, you know, tools and resources to be able to even teach these younger girls without giving them a whole paranoid way of living.
Right.
But it's true when you say you have to be aware.
Right. Yeah. And I do teach at high schools and colleges all around the country. So I'm hoping.
How do you do that?
Let
me ask you that then. How do you get in there and you teach our young girls who are so impressionable, who are wide open on the internet? You know, what do you walk in there and say, listen, this is what you need to know? And I'm assuming that the guys are in this, you know, you're not just talking to the girls, you're talking to the guys too.
Depends. Yeah. Right? Sometimes.
Okay. So what do you leave them with?
Depends. So a lot of times the sororities themselves will bring me in. So there's no guys there, but, different schools, different rules. I think boys, girls, guys, girls, whatever, everyone should
learn some bit of self-defense, because it's not just a woman problem. It's not just a female problem. It's right. an everybody problem.
Right.
But, I try not to scare them, but at the same time, I will give them real life examples of stories I've read and, you know, what's actually happening out there. So right. they are more aware. Now, I try not to scare those young ones, which I right. actually did in a workshop the other day. That's why I don't do well with, like,
10-year-olds. Well, that's what I mean. It's really hard to teach them, you know, to be really yeah. mindful and to be really smart about it and not scare the bejesus out of them at the same time. I mean, right. everybody knows that campus rapes, the statistics are off the charts, right? So mm-hmm. there's got to be, I'm sure you're leaving these girls with some really great information about how they can defend themselves, right? Or how to right. not even get into the position in the first place.
Right. So that's where, again, the ABCs come in. So after awareness, then I roll into B, which is boundaries. And about setting powerful boundaries for yourself in any relationship that you have with somebody. So whether that be an authority figure. So if you're young, like a professor, a principal, a teacher, a coach, a priest, whoever right. is in your community that's an authority figure,
right.
and set powerful boundaries, even with parents and friends as well, you know,
sure.
other students too. And then
right.
obviously I bring that into the corporate sector too. Where
right.
in your life can you create healthy boundaries for your relationships, whether it be mm-hmm. your boss, employees, mm-hmm. out and about on the street, or even friends?
Yeah.
Are there people
yeah.
sucking your energy, trying to take advantage
right.
of you? Do
yeah.
you feel vulnerable in any situations? Those are the right. relationships that you need to set powerful boundaries.
And such, you know, such telling times. I'm so excited about, you know, Me Too movement and the Time's Up movement, because I really do think
yeah.
that these girls, these women now, I really do think it's hit home. And I do think there's going to be some major changes. Give us your C.
Yes. Say it again. What was the?
You gave us A, B. What's the C?
Oh, C. Yes. C is communication. How to powerfully communicate. Three things should be in alignment, and those three things are physiology, your body language, the tone of your voice, and the vocabulary you're using. So when you're out on the street, you know, and if something like this were to happen, the first two are going to be more important: your physiology, your non-verbally communicating with your body. And the tone you use to set your boundaries if you are more on a one-on-one situation. So when I talk about personal safety, you got to think of, I'm not just talking about the random attacks that happen when you're out on the street or in the park or in the parking garage. A lot of times people are abused by people that they know and are in some relationship with, and that could be
right.
anything from domestic violence to
right.
date rape to, you know, all names of things.
Right.
So that's where, you know, it can definitely get more tricky and dicey. So the vocabulary will come into play a little bit more there in those situations, but still
so
use powerful body language and tone.
Okay. We've got a little bit more than a minute before we close. Where can we find you? How can people work with you? And I know I've already given the website, Jennifer Cassetta, CASSETTA. It's a good Italian last name, .com.
Yeah.
You can find Jennifer there, or where else might they be able to find you, work with you, and learn more of you?
Instagram @JenCassetta. If you're big on social media, Facebook, Jennifer Cassetta. I'm really easy to find online, and I answer every request. But basically, I'm out and about going to colleges, women's conferences, women in leadership in corporations, and doing trainings there. So any of those things, I'm based in Los Angeles, and I do one-on-ones over Skype as well. So I'm around.
So there's no excuse, Jennifer. There's just no excuse. Well, I'm really excited. I'm so thrilled to have you on. And I've really wanted my listeners to know more about how they can defend themselves. And you have been really exhaustive in letting us know exactly what we can do. You can get with Jen Cassetta again. She's told you how. She's got books. She's got DVDs. She's got videos. She's got all kinds of stuff. Let's follow Jennifer on social. I know I will be. Everybody, that's the end of the show. Do not forget, always remember that you are only as beautiful as your last good deed. So go out and do something good for somebody today. We are going to be here same time, same place, this time next week with two more super influencers, women that I absolutely adore. Thanks, everybody, again. Jennifer, thanks for being on.
Thanks, everyone.
Okay, we will talk to you all next week. Thanks again. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining your host, Clarissa Burt, for In the Limelight. Be sure to come back for another great show next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Make this your week.